This is Tom Arms with LookAtNews.com's World Report for the week being the 14th of August. LookAt broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. European leaders start returning to work next week. Embattled British Prime Minister Theresa May is back at 10 Downing Street, and German Chancellor Angela Merkel is on the campaign trail. Ugandan warlord Dominic Ongwen continues his trial at the International Criminal Court on a long list of charges ranging from murder to rape and sexual enslavement. Also at the ICC, a reparations judgment is expected in the Almaty case, which involved the destruction of the cultural heritage of the fabled Malian city of Timbuktu. It is 70 years since the independence and partition of the Indian subcontinent, and there will be celebrations in both India and Pakistan on Monday and Tuesday. In Pakistan, the celebrations will include the opening of a new state-of-the-art international airport at Islamabad. In Washington, Japanese and American foreign and defense ministers will meet to discuss North Korea, and Canadian, Mexican, and American diplomats will hold their first round of renegotiations of the North American Free Trade Agreement. In Alabama, there will be a primary election on Tuesday to fill the seat of Attorney General Jeff Sessions. The election is on December the 12th. While in Angola, the ruling MPLA holds a Congress to replace retiring President Eduardo dos Santos. And finally, all of you fans of The King probably do not need reminding that Wednesday is the 40th anniversary of the death of Elvis Aaron Presley, the best-selling solo artist in the history of music. Thousands of fans are expected to gather outside Presley's Graceland Mansion in Memphis, Tennessee. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms of LookAtNews.com's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 14th of August. LookAt broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Europe's leaders start returning to work next week. British Prime Minister Theresa May is back at 10 Downing Street with growing threats to her leadership and the Brexit negotiations. In Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel and her main rival Sigmar Gabriel are both on the campaign trail. Merkel's CDU/CSU partnership is currently at 40% in the opinion polls. Gabriel's Social Democrats are at 25%. The election is on September the 24th. The International Criminal Court on Monday will continue its trial of Ugandan warlord Dominic Ongwen. He is charged with attacks against the civilian population, murder, attempted murder, torture, cruel treatment, other inhuman acts, enslavement, outrages upon personal dignity, rape, forced marriage, sexual enslavement, pillaging, destruction of property, and persecution. The ICC will also deliver its reparations order in the Al-Mahdi case on Thursday. Ahmed Al-Faqi Al-Mahdi pleaded guilty to the crime of damaging mankind's cultural heritage. He led a jihadist attack in 2012 on the Malian cultural center of Timbuktu. India and Pakistan both celebrate 70 years of independence next week. The actual independence in 1947 was marred by the bloody partition of India, which resulted in between 1 and 2 million deaths. Pakistan's Independence Day celebrations will also be marked with the opening of a new international airport at Islamabad. The airport is seen as one of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's key projects aimed at improving the country's infrastructure before elections next year. Japan is one of the key targets for North Korea's nuclear weapons. On Thursday, the newly appointed Japanese Foreign and Defense Ministers, Taro Kono and Itsunori Onodera, fly to Washington for talks with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Defense Secretary General James Mattis. North Korea's nuclear weapons and the threat of the current war of words spilling over into actual conflict will dominate the discussions. Other diplomatic talks include the formal start of renegotiations for NAFTA on Wednesday. Scrapping NAFTA was a key campaign pledge of Donald Trump. He has since substituted the word renegotiation. In Alabama, there will be primary elections on Tuesday to fill the Senate seat of Attorney General Jeff Sessions. The election will be held on 12 December. Sessions has been attacked by President Trump for recusing himself from the Russian hacking investigation, but he's won the praise of conservative Republicans. Angola's ruling MPLA holds a congress from Thursday to Saturday next week to replace retiring party leader President Eduardo dos Santos, who has led the country since independence in 1979. And that was next week's news today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.